It's 8:56, 66 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like very well-supported price action last night and this morning, as several markets are posting new highs for their moves. We do not see any USDA exports announced on the overnight reporting system, but we'll be cautious optimists for that going forward this week. Current price action, currently have July corn 383.5 up 6 cents, September 391.5 also up 6 cents, and new crop December 401.75 up 6 cents as well. Soybeans, July soybeans up a dime at 933.5, August beans 937.25 up 10, and new crop November 941.25 up 9.5. Meal markets currently up $4.80 a ton at 305.80, and the soybean oil is pretty much flat this morning, kind of following the Malaysian palm oil, which backed off a little bit on increased output and falling export demand. Looking at the wheat market, July Chicago wheat 444 up 8.25, December 478 up 7, and Kansas City wheat 447 the basis of July up 9, and Minneapolis wheat 601.75 only up 3. Basically, going forward, the dollar trade is a little higher this morning. Crude markets down about 52 cents, trading a little bit below $48 once again. Regular reminder that the EIA will be updated production and inventory numbers a little bit later on this morning, and the ethanol numbers typically have a little bit of an influence on corn. USDA numbers due out on Friday. Trade expectations for 2016-2017 corn carryout is 2.284 billion bushels. Trade estimates were between 2.2 and 2.36. Trade estimates for soybean carryouts, 434 million bushels in a range between 411 and 461. All wheat 2016-17 carryout expected to be 1.158 billion bushels in a range between 1.4 and 1.72. Our market profile remains a little bit price positive as we assume the bottom line takeaway that yield estimates are backing off. We think that the replant prevent plant issues could be a concern, but it's too soon to really get a good handle on it. Fund activity should continue to see some short covering activity in the corn and the wheat. Beans are not a big influence at this particular point in time. Future strength at this point should be rewarded, and we do expect basis levels to slip out if the corn and the wheat market advance. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, checking in on this Wednesday morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, sunny and breezy, a high of 76 degrees, northeast wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 52, mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 78. A little bit warmer for Friday with a high of 82 degrees, and we could be up around 90 degrees for Saturday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 66 degrees at 9 o'clock.